Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy KG, man. I'm live here on Blog Talk Radio, man. And this is something new for me, y'all. This is something definitely new, man. Decided to switch over the audio from RSS. Chose to do, and you know, it was a learning process, man. This whole thing has been a learning process. It's been a learning process as far as, you know, business wise, like LLC, just networking with people, all different type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here, not so much support from everybody. You know, I just kind of wanted to start off the show by just explaining the expectations that I have for Unscripted Vibes and, you know, and just tell you guys on where it's going. I really think that Unscripted Vibes can be a powerhouse in the podcast. I really feel like it can. And I feel like it makes it different from my podcast because we get so personal, I will say, or so relatable with people, you know. And you know, we get down to the gritty of people's problems, and we listen to people's stories, experiences, and I just want to teach and also learn at the same time on how to open up my mind through interviews. That can mean through someone's music, that can mean anything, you know, and that's what Unscripted Vibes is. So, you know, my expectations, like, I want to have a lot of people on the show. I want to have a couple different people that I know and a couple people that I want to network with. And I want to have them on the show so I can converse with them about different things. Now, in other words, you know, on the subject, what it took for me to even get to this point. I started my LLC back in like October of last year. And it was an up and down roller coaster. It was really an up and down roller coaster. You know, first hump I had to get over was just knowing that, you know, I had to protect my business at all costs. Meaning the first thing that I had to really sort out, I'm saying, really good to go, because I was thinking like, hey man, I need a PO, you know what I'm saying, I may need like a PO box or something like that. Nah, you know, yeah, this is my business, this is, you know, my home is my business. So I mean, I know you have to, some people say you got to be careful with that or whatever, but hey, I'm not selling merchandise or anything like that. I'm in the media field, so my first thing of advice would be to you guys is to just, you know, shape your dream on the way that you see it. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to nobody else, because that's your dream. That's a dream that you have to live through and walk through yourself, and it's a journey that you have to stand on yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like I said, the business address was the first thing. Opening up a bank account, very, very, very important. Very, very important. So I would say that is the second major C. I mean, they need to know where to send your money at, right? So I had to go to a couple banks. I had to go to one that's right for me. I had to go to one that was easy access to my money. And, you know, one that I really felt confident in. You know, so don't go to your average Joe local bank that, you know, that your friends and bank with your family. Really do something out of that box, you know, especially if you already have an account with them, you know. So that's one word of advice as well. And, you know, kind of looking out and making sure your name is clear, meaning, you know, you don't want your name you don't want your name put up as a company that someone else really owns. That's another thing you may have to watch out for. And there's a couple, you know, looking back right now, a couple of it's not one that does what I do. You know, we're not in the same field, I would say. But and they're not even LLC, you know, shout out to them, but they're not, they don't even have their LLC, is what I'm saying. So, and I hope you guys can hear me. I really do. I would definitely want to thank all of the people who has been supporting me and showing love and just putting me on, you know what I mean? I really do want to send a shout out to, you know, my cuz, Bean. He called me every day. My brother, Will, you know what I mean? Me and him was on the phone when this thing first popped off. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, hey, man, you know, they're excessively black, man. That kind of ring a little bit, you know. And then I started thinking to myself, like, hey, you know, maybe we can make something out of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to him, man. You know, shout out to my queen, you know what I'm saying, that keeps me up every single day, keep me on the right path. And she just keep me going, you know, as a queen should to her king, and vice versa, as a king should for his queen. And that's the type of relationship we got. And I'm going to be hopping into that topic here soon as well. But look, this isn't, I can't really guess, because a dream is something that, you know, I think of a dream as in, like, you know, I go to sleep. It's something that I visualize. It's not visualizing if you're actually doing it. You're living the dream, but I'm actually doing it, you know? And I stand all 10 toes down on that, man. Like, it's, once you're living your dream, then I feel like you're really living. You get what I'm saying? Not just scripted, but I got plans for this whole network, man. This whole network. And shout out to my my colleagues over at TKB Boxing too. TKB Boxing has season one done. We're in the works about season two a little bit. Which we all got to come together on that. You know, different people have different schedules. Like, I'm just saying, like, get off topic, but listen, it's your dream, it's what you want to do. So it doesn't matter whether your cousin, your sister, your brother, heck, even your own mom says, like, hey, that's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time for me, because I truly believe in my heart that I can do something like this. You know what I'm saying? And hey, even if you got to every single day, you get what I'm saying? Even if you got to every single day, chip away at your team, that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So, but it looks like we got a caller, y'all, you know. So we're gonna actually switch over. And let me see if I can do this. Let me see. I don't know how I would do this, but let's I'll see how I can do this. Are you on?
Yep, what's good, boy?
Okay, cool, man. Welcome, man.
I'm going to say you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you.
Can you hear me good? Because, hey, look, man, look.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody out there, this is new to me. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to work with it. So, hey, y'all just bear with me. I know I'm gonna get slashed in the comments, but it's cool, though. It's all right. We all learn that thing today.
Right.
What about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, you good now?
Yeah, I got you coming
out.
Yeah.
I was saying, it's cutting in and out, but we'll make it work.
cutting in and out. Hey, you know, that's the story of life. So it works.
Right.
But man, you know, I was just telling the viewers, man, and the listeners and stuff like that, just if they have a dream, you know what I'm saying? It really shouldn't be something that they dream about. If they really feel deep and really stand 10 toes down into doing it. Like, I'm not trying to go halfway with this. You get what I'm saying? I'm feet in, you know? So that's what I'm really trying to get them to understand.
That's how it's supposed to be with life anyway, because we only got this one. Like, people run around and shout yelling all the time, like, and a lot of people don't really understand what yellow really mean, like, and they're coasting through life instead of actually living life.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, I mean, y'all, this is my little brother, and me and his older brother, like, that was my boy. Like, we was brothers for real. And before he passed, he charged me with, you know what I'm saying, making sure that his little brother was always good. So I took that as something great. I'm looked at as someone who is, what's the word I'm looking for? Someone that is, like, regarded in a high standard, that he asked me to, I mean, make sure that his little brother was always good. So with what he's got going on now, I stand behind him, like you said, 10 toes down, like, because
I appreciate that, man.
Of course, man. Like, if the people who are closest to you ain't having your back, you don't need them around you. That's just what it is. Like,
that is facts, man. And, you know, that's another thing that I live by. I try to be as real as possible, starting from the moment that I wake up, and then from the moment that I go to sleep, I try to stay like that. And the reason why is that I owe that to myself. Not only to myself, but I owe it to the ones around me to do what I do. And the reason I'm saying that is people come off as non-authentic. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Non-authentic. And that is just simply... If that's not you, then maybe you have to go back and reevaluate yourself so you can up your level in life. And I'm not bashing nobody. You get what I'm saying? I'm not bashing nobody.
Right.
I love everybody. But again, this is unscripted vibes. This is what we do.
I was gonna say what you're doing for real is, yes, you're not bashing nobody. You just want to see everybody around you be elevated. Like,
for sure.
I mean, you want to see everybody be up on a, where we all live in our best life.
For sure.
So it's like, I mean, if anybody take what you're saying the wrong way, then they ain't actually listening to you.
Yeah.
I mean, they hear you, but they ain't listening to you.
Exactly. And you know what, bro? I'm glad you kind of said it like that. I'm glad you said it like that, because a lot of people can misinterpret what you just said. And it's like they can hear you, but they're not listening to you. Meaning, yeah, they can hear you all day, but are they being receptive to what you're saying?
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? So,
I don't know if the listeners can hear, you know what I'm saying, my wife in the background, we talking about because me and Kay Griffin was talking about, you know what I'm saying, what the Bengals just did. Yeah, we're big Bengals fans around here, so.
Yo, hey, shout out to my Bengals, man. Shout out. Hey, we big Bengals fans here, man. And hey, shout out to them. Hey, for y'all, for, I don't know where y'all listening to us at, but, hey, Cincinnati just made a huge
signing.
You know, so, hey, for all my NFL fans out there, man, you know, just strap down because this free agency has been tough.
Hey,
it's been rough.
It's been a roller coaster. Like, and I mean, but
I mean,
back to
I mean, people,
the topic
I'm talking
at hand.
About Six Flags rough.
Like,
I'm talking. You get off the side and see here the side up.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. So,
right.
Hey, y'all got to strap down, man, because it's been some crazy trades, y'all. We can get into the little the NFL talk a little bit, man. You know, like I said, we're Cincinnati fans, and hey, if there's anybody listening, hey, let me know what team are you fans of. So, you know,
right.
You got Green
right.
Bay Jets out there, Tampa Bay. Hey, you know,
Jets.
We can get y'all can
Speaking
get
of the Jets.
A Brady fan out there somewhere.
Speaking of the Jets, hey, did you see what Aaron Rodgers said?
Whoa, man.
Bro,
I wanna say it was through it was something about Adam Schefter, right?
Nah. He actually said that he waiting on the trade to go through. But he want to play for the Jets, man.
What? Hey, my New York Jets fans out there, A-Rod is coming to town. How y'all feel?
Right.
How y'all feel?
Like,
man, because that's a huge one for y'all, man. I mean,
yes,
y'all had
huge
y'all
one.
Had Stifler. Y'all had Stifler at quarterback. I mean, Zach Wilson, a quarterback. And, I mean,
call that cat Stifler.
If y'all don't,
bro.
If you know,
bro.
So, I mean, at the end
yeah,
of the day, man.
Hey,
what's up?
Like, I really wanted to call in and, I mean, just. Show my support to you, bruh, because, like I said, I'm so overly proud of you and everything that you're doing. I can't wait to see this just blow up like it's supposed to and just be able to sit back and watch you sit on top, like, I mean, and know that, hey, you got a fan in me, bruh, like.
Ain't nobody else a fan.
I am a fan.
Man.
Like,
salute to you, man. I appreciate you, man. I definitely appreciate you. You know, and you know, you're welcome here on Unscripted anytime, man. Anytime.
Oh
you're,
yeah,
you're welcome. Man.
Hey,
you know,
anytime you want, bro. Hey, I'll be here. Like, no, definitely like the conversation, like.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and tell a friend who knows a friend that kind of know the other friend a little bit, but don't really mess with
right.
them, still tell them, too. You know
right,
what I mean? And
right.
They can all get together and they can conversate and like, hey, you know, Unscripted Vibes is on. What's going on in the spending
yeah.
line? Well, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I know for a fact that, I mean, to the listeners out there, K. Gris will always have something like for the mind for you to listen to, and like I said, it's all about elevation. Like, I mean, we trying to see everybody eat, like, so
definitely, man, definitely. And you know what? While we're on the subject too, yeah, I gotta talk to y'all because y'all my people. You know, y'all my people, so I want to talk to y'all about something. So 2 days ago. Yeah, I just started working out, and you know, hot, long time. you know, I don't want to tell y'all the amount of years or months or anything. That's a little too invasive. All right, but it's been a while. All right, so
it's been a long while, nigga.
hey, you know what? It's been a while. All right, and you know, I can say after I put X amount of weight on the weights on my bench set, started lifting, I was like, you know what? I haven't lost it. I was very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. The next day, I felt like I got hit by a Mack truck. A semi, to be exact.
Bro.
And you know, this, and this, see, this is another lesson, right? We know when we can do something, all right? We know when we can do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. That's the issue.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to do. And trying to be Superman yesterday, messed around and turned out to be Clark Kent. And I found that out today.
Hey, yeah. I mean, one of the things that especially with getting back into like working out, like you gotta pace yourself and build back up to that level. Like,
yes, sir.
And it that correlates into life. Like,
yeah.
If you take a hit and like say you the job that you was at, like you lose that job for some unexpected reason. You have to, I fully believe, take a little bit of time to yourself and reevaluate what it is that you really want out of life.
Right.
Just like when
right.
getting
well,
back into working out, you have to take kind of baby steps, like, and same thing with life. Take baby steps when you get knocked backwards, because if you try to move forward too fast, everything that you worked for to gain, you're either gonna give up on it, or it's just gonna backfire in your face. So it's like,
thanks.
Take your time when you're getting back into it, like, and work slow. Like I said, take the time to learn yourself and like I said, reevaluate what you want out of life.
Man, for sure.
And trust me,
for sure that.
It'll open up to you, and you'll be like, damn, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be at. Like, I can tell y'all a story. Like, I was working at this spot for 4 years, and like, I gave this company 4 years of my life. I was driving back and forth to work, drive to work for an hour, drive home an hour. And I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning and wouldn't get off until 7 o'clock in the evening. Well, it took for my wife to break it down to me as to how many hours I spent outside of the house for me to pull myself back away from it and say, you know what? Yeah, I got a family that I'm missing out on their life on, and they're missing out on me. So it's time to step back and make something different happen. I eventually ended up leaving that job. I mean, I went backwards a little bit as far as what I was being paid, but the earning potential that's at this new job is limitless. So I'm not losing out on nothing.
And I want to ask you a question in between that story, if you don't mind me asking the viewers because hey, watch person, my brother. I know him personally. We talk every day. We connect as brothers every day, man. And we talk about everything from life to sports to whatever. You know what I mean? And he's always there for me. You know, whenever I call him, he picks up. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the night, he picks up. And you know, that was just a little background on him in on our relationship. But when you left that job, right? When you left that job, but they always say you don't leave good jobs, you leave bad management, right?
Yeah.
And did you feel like that kind of like played a factor into that?
It played a huge factor. So I was also being, like, while I was at this job, I was also being promised a promotion. And when I would say within my second year, I was promised this promotion. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let me put forth a little bit extra effort to show them that I'm capable of handling that promotion. Well, another year went by, and I'm still hearing the same stuff that you're gonna get this promotion. You're gonna get this promotion. You're gonna get this promotion. And it ended up to where, like, I was told that if I took this promotion, this was going into year four. This was going into year four. And I was told, if you take this promotion right now, I'll write you a $15,000 check to help you make the move, basically across country. And I'm like, well, let me. And the director of operations at the time told me, go home, talk with your wife about it, talk with your family, and let me know something. Well, I came home over the weekend, and I sat down, I talked with my wife about it, talked with the family, and I called Monday morning and told him, like, hey, yeah, let's do this. Then it went to, oh, well, I need you to take some more training, and oh, well, the training ain't until this point in time, and it just never happened. So I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm not about to continue to keep giving y'all my life like this and being played, basically.
Brother, I really hate this, but they're giving me the cue almost for this episode, sadly, to be over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I apologize for that, man. I apologize to viewers, but only got 30
seconds
left.
No,
you're
good,
man. And if y'all want to hear part two of this story, and if y'all want to hear my brother on, I'm going to be on tomorrow.
All right. Hey, I'm with it.
Hey, he's with it. Part two, Unscripted Vibes tomorrow, man. What a great success this was. I thank the viewers, I thank the fans, and everybody has shown love. But Unscripted Vibes, season one, episode 3, and I'm out.
100.